USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An SUV overloaded with people pulled out in front of a semi-truck towing two trailers of gravel in Holtville, California, 10 miles north of the Mexican border on Tuesday morning. At least a dozen people died and others were hospitalized. Passengers in the SUV ranged in age from 15 to 53. Floodwaters began receding in several hard-hit Kentucky counties Tuesday as weary officials and residents prepared to assess the damage to homes, businesses, and roads. Significant flooding occurred in several eastern Kentucky counties, where one county official said the water was unlike anything he has ever seen. The Kentucky River at Boonville in Osley County crested at 44.3 feet Monday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced he is lifting most of the remaining coronavirus restrictions, including its statewide mask mandate and capacity restrictions on businesses. The new order goes into effect March 10th. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This really is some exciting news, so let's dig a little deeper. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ending all capacity restrictions on businesses and ending the mask mandate in the state of Texas. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Speaking in Lubbock, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said people do not need the state telling them how to operate.
All businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Texas businesses can still limit capacity, require a face mask, or take other safety measures if they so choose. But the state mandate will end next week.
California Governor Gavin Newsom called the restriction lifting mandate reckless. Time will tell. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The United States has imposed economic sanctions to punish Russia for using a military-grade nerve agent in the attempted assassination of a Kremlin critic. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Political opposition leader Alexei Navalny was critical of the corruption in Moscow and was poisoned in August. Now the U.S. has placed economic sanctions on 7 senior Russian officials for their involvement. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
We announced these actions today to make clear that with the poisoning, the attempted assassination of Mr. Navalny, with his continued imprisonment that is politically motivated, with the in some cases, brutal treatment of his supporters who took to the streets to exercise the very rights that are granted to them under Russia's own constitution. That is not something that the United States will abide.
The European Union also sanctioned Russia on Tuesday. Anyone up for a cruise around the moon? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa announced Tuesday that 8 members of the public would be joining him for a trip around the moon aboard SpaceX's Starship rocket. His project, called Dear Moon, is scheduled to depart in 2023. Maezawa says he will select 8 people from around the world to join the 6-day mission that will actually travel farther than the Apollo missions. The project's website says it will begin accepting applications on March 14th.
Thanks for being a part of the family. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.